John Haber will be among the thousands on the convention floor in Boston tonight. He's a longtime Democratic political operative and advanceman, the person behind the scenes who makes sure events go off without a hitch. Haber has worked conventions, and he recalls one when the lingering issue of Vietnam and the American flag played a role in the festivities.
Tonight, John Kerry will climb the back stairs at the Fleet Center in Boston. He'll walk onto the enormous stage and stand before the Democratic Convention. Millions around the country will watch him on TV. Kerry will look out and smile to cheering delegates. And, if tradition holds, he'll see each one waving a small American flag. Today, the flag is so ubiquitous at campaign events that it's easy to forget it once wasn't so, at least for Democrats. In July 1984, 20 years ago this month, it was a different story. Protests against the war in Vietnam still scarred the party. Many of its leaders were ambivalent about the flag. Democrats were gathering in San Francisco to nominate their candidate, former Vice President Walter Mondale. Mondale was challenging the incumbent, Ronald Reagan, who had made the flag part of the tapestry of his campaign. I was a young advance man, taking 3 weeks of vacation from my regular job to help out at the convention. My assignment? Find a theme for the floor demonstration. That's the part of the convention schedule where the delegates get to hoop and holler. We decided to counter the Republican claim that Mondale was beholden to the special interests, that he owed too much to the labor unions and Democratic grassroots organizations. So working with other junior members of the campaign, we came up with a plan. We decided to do what no Democrat had done in 20 years, proudly wave the flag at the convention. We ordered our flags, 20,000 plastic ones, enough so that each of the 10,000 people in the hall could hold one in each hand. And we recruited a team of 40 volunteers to pass out the flags when I gave the signal. There were bumps along the way. For instance, when the flags arrived in San Francisco, we discovered a problem. Each one proudly carried the words, "Made in Taiwan." I thought our demonstration was ruined. But 24 volunteers in a windowless room with no ventilation, armed with Q-tips dipped in paint thinner, carefully removed the offending phrase from the 20,000 flags. We were back in business. That Thursday night, the volunteers fanned across the floor. Just before Mondale spoke, the lights in the hall went dim. We handed out the flags. Mondale strode out on stage. The lights went up, and the delegates cheered. He looked out across the hall. All he could see were flags everywhere. He smiled, he waved, and the crowd roared back. I'll be in Boston tonight, standing on the convention floor when John Kerry speaks. I'm looking forward to seeing what his convention planners pull out of their bags of tricks. And I'll remember San Francisco in 1984 when the Democrats took back the flag.